Hello, Dorette. This is Michael Criswell. I thought I would just send you a quick message. I saw your email. And sister, it sounds like you're experiencing an awful lot like what I went through when I lost everything and had to move in with my parents and went through Psalm 66, verses 10 through 12. God put me in a prison, laid burdens on my backs, allowed men to ride over my heads, put me through the fire and through the water. Sister, if you have the Spirit of Christ in you, when you invite Jesus into your life, it's not just a belief system. It is a new life. It is a new agenda. It is a new worldview. And it's a new will. It's God's will, not yours. So what happens is God has to conquer us. And he gets you to a point where you're so sick and tired like you are now, that you finally will surrender to God's will and abandon yours. All the striving and the pain and the struggle and hurt in your heart is not evidence of somebody who's trusting in God or experiencing fullness of God, but you can, right? You can. But you're probably still holding on to some of your own expectations. You're perhaps still suffering some consequences of bad, poor choices. Remember, that's a law in the universe. We reap what we sow. God put it in place. So many times we experience consequences from bad decisions. And then when we start crying out to God, we expect him to just instantly remove all the bad circumstances, and he doesn't. They have a really important role to work humility deep in your heart to the point where you completely abandon your will to God's and you stop fighting to get your life to work. See, when you start going down a list of, I'm living in my parents' house with my children, nothing works, I don't have enough money, you're still putting expectations on your life for God to meet your expectations. You're still going, I need this to work. I need this. I need that. I wonder if you've gotten to a place where you've completely abandoned your will and you say, Lord, I'm tired of trying so hard to get my life to work the way I want it to. Lord, you bought me with a price, the greatest price in the universe, your life. So Lord, I'm going to yield myself completely to you to do it as you see fit. And if you can do that from your heart, sister, you will win with God. And God will begin to do things in your life and show his hand in what's going on in your life in such a way that even if your circumstances don't change, even if they get worse, you'll have a hope and you'll no longer feel self-pity. You'll no longer feel exhausted. You'll begin to have what Jesus offers in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, all of you who are weary and burdened. Sound familiar? You know anybody like that? Come unto me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I have it, sister, and I've gone through tremendous difficulties and wars. I've been through so many painful things, and yet God continues to help me have more and more rest and has continued to strengthen me so that no matter what comes at me, I know exactly how to go rest in him and draw from him the grace and strength that I need. So I did this through abandoning my will, and then I intentionally started to learn the teachings of Christ and obey them. And as I did my part, God did his part. And he began to show me his hand. I began to have hope, and I began to see there was a purpose and a reason for everything I'd been through. And then I began to hear from God more and more, and I was able to respond to what he was asking me to do. And that's where I began to find life, from knowing that God knew, or rather that I knew, God knew I existed, and he cared about me, and he wanted to help me. He wanted to use my life. And so my circumstances didn't change, but my heart's reaction to the circumstances changed. Sister, this is yours to be had in Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go listen to the messages on YouTube that I did on suffering. There's a playlist. Go to Relentless Heart channel, and you can get there through one of my videos. And then click on playlists and look for the playlists on surrender and suffering. And may God bless you and keep you as you listen. In Jesus' name, amen.